All right, good afternoon, Wrangle. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1:03. We have our guest, Sarah Scambler, in the studio today to talk about the library's summer reading program. Call in any time during this program to ask her a question or just say hi. That number is 874-2345. Sarah, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So just start us off with, what is summer reading program?
All right. So the public library and the Wrangell School District worked cooperatively to offer this popular program to our kids here in Wrangell entering kindergarten through ninth grade. They can register now all the way through June 30th. And the program actually runs from June 1st to July 28th this year.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. How many weeks is it?
I think about eight.
Okay.
2 months is what we aim for.
Perfect. And so tell me, you know, how many books are kids expected to read? You know, what does that look like?
So the kids will read a book that is an accelerated reader book. This is a computer program that they're familiar with from school. And each book is worth a certain amount of points. So they read the book and then they take a test and they get those points. And then for each point they get a ticket. And then they can choose the drawing that they would like to put their ticket in. And we have this year, I think about 130 drawings. Oh, a little over 130.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
130.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, I mean, how many kids are usually participating in this?
Well, to complete the program, kids need to get 10 points on the Accelerated Reader program. And then they get invited to the pool party that's at the end. Mm-hmm. And it's a pizza party as well. It's kind of fun.
Nice.
And that's where we do all the drawings. And when they... last year, we had 129 kids complete the program. So 129 kids got 10 points.
Okay, absolutely. And then I'm sure there's plenty of kids that are like just reading like crazy and get like 100 points.
Yeah, or... actually 100 points is the max that you can get.
Okay, yeah.
However, this year, for those really good readers... we have a 200-point prize, but you don't get any tickets between 100 and 200 points.
I see what you mean.
Because some books are worth, like the Harry Potter books are worth like 25 points. So you'd surpass that very quickly if you were reading that series. So we wanted to offer something for those kids. That was actually Christy Woodbury's idea. So thanks for that. And they donated that prize.
And they donated that prize.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead and, tell me about some of the prizes.
So this year, some of our prizes include digital cameras, Kindle Fires. We have bikes, scooters, remote control cars, drones, the really cool stuff, Legos, tents. There's something for everyone. And those prizes are all donated from businesses and organizations around the community and also community members like parents and grandparents and any others who are aware of the benefits of children reading over the summer. So it's really awesome. Anyone can donate a prize. And we're so grateful to all those who donate sometimes year after year to help make this program possible for all our kids. It's really cool, the support we get.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you to all those folks that donated.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. If you are listening, just now tuning in, this show is Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. We've got Sarah Scambler in the studio today to talk about what the library is doing this summer to help kids keep on reading. And you can call us at any time to ask a question or just say hi. That number is 874-2345. And we will go to a short break. All right. We are back with our guest, Sarah Scambler from the library. We're talking about the summer reading program that the library puts on. And yeah, Sarah was telling me that, yeah, you all start putting this on like in February. Like, this is a huge deal for the library.
Yeah, we start planning out what prizes we're going to. So every kid who gets 10 points, they not only get to come to the pool party, but they also get a special 10-point prize. And they get an ice cream coupon from J&W's, who donates that. Thank you very much. So we start planning out that what that prize is going to be and asking for donations and sending out letters. And then, yeah, it kind of just rolls from there.
Absolutely.
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
So maybe go ahead and tell me, like, you know, it's summertime and the kids are coming in. Like, how does the library change during the summer?
Yeah. So it gets a little bit busier around there with all the kids' side is usually a little bit louder maybe and a little bit, you know, they come in and they're picking their books and reading to each other, which is really cool. And a lot of times they come in and they'll play on the computers to play some computer games. So that can get a little bit louder, but we try and keep that to a minimum.
Uh-huh.
Since we are still a library, but we're so glad to see all the kids in. We get a big group in the summer that come in and it's really cool.
Yeah.
See that. It's a good space for them to be.
Absolutely. Yeah. And tell me, you know, yeah, why is it a good space for them to be in? And what is the importance of, like, continuing to read over the summer?
Well, the main purpose of this program is to maintain or improve the reading skills of the kids in Wrangell over the summer. There's numerous studies have shown that reading over the summer prevents reading loss, and summer reading programs are essential to helping students become better readers and writers and spellers. And so there's something called the summer slide. And if kids don't read over the summer, then when they go back to school, the teachers are often spending up to 6 weeks teaching things that they've sort of lost over the summer. So
6 weeks.
Yeah.
It's like, how long is summer? Summer's only like,
yeah, well,
maybe
if you think about
12 weeks.
If you play an instrument and you practice all the time and then you stop practicing for 2 months, you're going to go back into it being farther behind than somebody who maybe kept on practicing for those 2 months. So it's really important for kids to keep up those skills over the summer. So when they start the school year the next year, they're not behind those other kids.
Yeah, that's wild to think about. Yeah, 6 weeks. We're going backwards 6 weeks if we don't do anything in the summer. Yeah. You said this is a K through nine.
K through going into kindergarten through going into ninth grade.
Okay. Yeah. So give me a sense of, you know, that's a very big age range. You know, what are the little kids doing? What are they reading? And how are maybe others helping them versus the older kids?
Yeah. So if your kid is not a reader yet, you can read to them. And you would read a book and then you can help them log into their computer account and you can read them the questions. And you can't tell them the answers. They have to pick those. But you can read all the answers to them. They're multiple choice questions. So pretty straightforward. If you read the book, you can answer the questions. So so if your kid's not a reader yet, or even you can share the load. So let's say they're in first or second grade and they can read some things, but then they get kind of tired of that and they're not really into it. Well, we want them to stay engaged and we want them to be excited about the program. So of course you can read a book to them, like bedtime story or whatever, and come in and test the next day on that. That's totally okay.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Can you give me a sense of, what books are kids picking up?
Well, like I said, they need to be an accelerated reader book, so they have to have a test. That's really the only way we can make sure that they actually read the book. But there are tons and tons of them. I'd say a majority of our books at the library are AR books. Mm-hmm. So there's stuff for everybody out there in that, you know. We have things that, so they're broken up by reading levels. Mm-hmm. And if you look right inside the front cover of the book we've written, the reading level and the how many points it is. Mm-hmm. And so you kind of just, the kids know from school what their reading level is usually. And if they don't, you usually kind of default to their grade. So if they're in first grade, then they'd be a level one reading level, you know, with give or take a few. So that's how they pick. And I encourage kids to just pick what they want to read over the summer, because a lot of times in school they have to read certain things, they get assigned things, and it's not quite as fun when you don't get to pick what you're reading. So for this sort of thing, for just the fun over the summer, letting them pick out what they read is the, I don't know, the best part, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. What are the kids kind of gravitating towards?
It depends on the age group. There's mm-hmm. a good series by Mo Willems called the Elephant and Piggy series, and that's really good, cute for a lot younger kids, like mm-hmm. you know, the ones going into kindergarten. They, you know, there's simple words that they can sound out, and you can kind of read them together, and they're funny.
Perfect.
So that's a good series for the younger kids. And then there's, let's see, there's some good ones out there now for kids who are kind of more advanced readers but are still young. So Zoe and Sassafras is a new series that's out, and they uh-huh. so they're for kids who the reading level's a little bit higher, but like the content is sort of
yeah.
more geared towards younger kids, and that can be kind of a challenge for kids who are good readers, because they, you know, you get books that are maybe in your reading level, but not at your interest level. They're more geared, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they're more adult content.
Yeah.
Or, yeah. you know, or teenager content. Or
right, yeah. right. So that can be kind of a challenge. But I think we've got a good spread of books for kids across the spectrum, for
okay.
sure.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's an interesting way to think of it. Like, yeah, some kids are just, they love to read. I mean, really, if you think about kids, I mean, they're reading, a lot of them are reading more than adults.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it is cool to think about. Yeah, there's certain books that are really high-level reading material, but are, like, on their level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
For their maturity. Yeah.
For sure.
Okay, cool. So if you're just now tuning in, the time is 1:16. We are with our guest, Sarah Scambler from the library. We're talking about the summer reading program and just, you know, in general, what the library can do for kids. So we will go to a short break. We'll come back and feel free to call. You can call us at 874-2345 to ask a question or just say hi. All right, we are back. So we're talking about the summer reading program, but of course the library is hosting all kinds of things during the summer. So Sarah, tell us a little bit about the reading program with the Forest Ranger.
Okay, so we have every summer for a while we've done Read with a Ranger, which is on Fridays from 10:30 to 11:30. And rangers from the Forest Service come down and read books with the kids, and then they do a craft. It's a really fun time. They put a lot of effort into it. And this last Friday was the first one, and they brought some pelts down for the kids to feel. And then it was about Alaskan animals. So they did some cool books on that. And then, yeah, they had like a beaver pelt and a black bear pelt and some cool things, and then they made a cool project with cotton balls and paper and making blizzards and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, it's cute. They do a great job. We really have fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, so that one was about animals. What are some of the other topics down the road?
I actually don't have that. I should have brought a little thing. I could have read it off. But they're every Friday from 10:30 to 11:30.
Uh-huh.
And we have little schedules at the library that you can pick up that have the topics on there. So,
perfect. Yeah. That works. And yeah. But they are very like nature oriented.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I think there's, let's see, I can talk about previous years.
Yeah.
I remember going to.
Yeah.
They did one on jellyfish, and we made They made, I bring my kids, so I'm there doing it with them anyways. So they made jellyfish out of old plastic bags they cut into strips and stuff and glued them onto paper plates and, you know, just cool. They do cool stuff with them.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's Bob that's down there doing that with them. Or is it somebody else?
It's this time around, it was Corey. Does it. And then there are some kids in town with AmeriCorps, I believe, and they came down and helped out this time around, too.
Oh, perfect.
So I don't know if they're doing that every time or... Yeah, but I think they probably will. It's pretty fun. They had a good time too.
Oh, good. They did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We love them. They're a lot of help.
Yeah. Yeah, good.
So, yeah, and I think before we head out, Sarah, you've told us a lot about what's going on this summer, and we really appreciate that. Can you just give me a sense of when did you start at the library and... Yeah, how has it been at the library for you?
Yeah, so I started in December of 2015, and it's been awesome. I love working there. I love all the people and the kids and being around the books. And, yeah, it's just a calm, nice place to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Absolutely. And... do you have any book recommendations or books that you're reading this summer?
Well, I recently read one called The Great Alone by by Kristen Hanna. Mm-hmm. And it's actually about Alaska.
Oh, okay.
And I really enjoyed it. It takes place in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Up on the Kenai Peninsula.
Oh, so yeah.
It depends on the kind of book you like, but I enjoyed that one.
Is it like... Yeah, it's about Alaska in the 70s.
Is it
like gritty?
No, it's about a family who the father was in Vietnam and had some problems. And so he inherited some land and moved up here. And they were very unprepared. And it's about like the community coming together and helping them out and all their issues that they have. So it was good.
Yeah.
Well, I enjoyed it.
That sounds good. We can use some Alaska reading.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And we have a big Alaska section at the library, too. I don't know if a lot of people know that, but we try and get all the Alaska books so that they're available for people. And they're located on the perimeter of the library. So if you're looking for something on Alaska, that would be where you'd find it.
Yeah. Yeah, you even have, like, Wrangell books.
We do.
I like that.
Yeah. We do.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I guess we can wrap it up. Sarah, thanks a lot for coming in and talking to us about summer reading program. I'm glad that you're at the library and that you love it and that the community is showing the library some love.
Yeah,
you said
they
that
are.
Like Wrangell does all right for a small town. Our library does
it's
all
good.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got some good support. We really appreciate it.
Okay, perfect. All right, everybody. That is Talk on the Rock. The time is 1:24. Our guest has been Sarah Scambler with the library, and we will resume our regular programming. Check back in with us next Tuesday at 1 p.m. I already know that we're going to have Janie Fritzinger in the studio to talk about her art. So tune in then. And again, Sarah, thank you.
Thank you.